What's your last name?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Tammy calling with Lux Home Care.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Hey,
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes. I'm calling from Deluxe Home Care. I see you called yesterday.
Yeah, to tell you that discontinue my thing.
I think they canceled it. What's your name?
Jason Hurst. I was trying to get home care.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was getting it, but then I think they canceled it. That's what I was trying to...
You're receiving home care services already?
I was, but they canceled it.
They canceled it. Which agency is that? Which agency are you with?
I was with iHeart Home.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had called y'all because I was trying to switch, but they had canceled it.
Mm-hmm. I see here you called in the Lux on the 21st, the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was your caregiver, Michelle.
Yeah, I think that was who
she was. Yeah, she was the one that called in. And I see I've been trying to reach you since January to proceed,
man,
so we can get you onto services.
But they canceled it. Can you see that they canceled it?
They canceled it in the other agency, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I see here that Michelle was interested in coming through our agency so she can be your caregiver.
Uh-huh.
Is she your caregiver right now?
No, I don't have one now.
You don't have one now. Let me see. Just give me a moment. Let me see if there's any notes here. It seems like they've been trying to reach you. The state has been trying to reach you to schedule an assessment so you can get home care services, and
mm-hmm.
they were unable to reach you, so they closed
they
closed that referral. That's probably why they were saying you can't receive services, since they were unable to reach you. We can, just give me a moment. Okay, we can do that state call again and you know, have you request Deluxe Home Care. They can hopefully open that referral again and get you on to home care.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, is this a good number to reach you on, the one that you're calling from?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your phone number.
Uh-huh. Only phone number I got.
Okay. Let me see just one more thing. And Michelle will be your caregiver.
No, I wanted to change it probably.
You want someone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I want to ask you a question. Can they live with me to and be my home care?
That shouldn't be a problem. That
okay.
just needs to be, what's your relationship with a caregiver?
Well, we used to mess around, but we just roommates now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as it's not a spouse, it's
nah, you know. She ain't no kin to me, nah. Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay, what's the caregiver's name so I can reach out and send in a caregiver application?
Okay, it's Mentora Simmons. Hold on, let me spell it for you. Hold on. Okay, it's M-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
T-O-R-A
mm-hmm.
Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Simmons, okay. And phone number?
314-504-3066.
Okay, so Michelle won't be your caregiver.
No.
Okay, and is this other caregiver aware that you know she will be your caregiver?
Yeah, We talked about it.
Okay, so yeah. I'll call her up. What we'll do next is I do need you to write down our agency's information.
Okay.
I'll just need you to write that down on a pen and paper so we can.
Oh, let me get a pen right quick.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Just give me a moment. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our agency name is Deluxe. It's DELUXE.
DELUXD.
E. E as in Edward. Yep.
Okay.
Home Care.
Okay. Home. HOMECARE.
And our number is
314-501-2507.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's a CDS program. That's the services we offer where a family member or friend can be the patient's caregiver.
Okay.
Okay, in this case, you said your friend will be your caregiver.
Uh-huh.
So that's the program. Okay? So let me see. We have to call in the state. How it works is you'll just stay on the line. I'll connect you to them. You'll hear, you know, you'll be on a brief hold. And then, you know, one of the representatives will come on. And you will ask for deluxe home care. You want that.
Okay.
You would like to come through our agency, okay?
All right.
Okay, just stay on the line. I'll connect them in just a moment.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Alicia. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Myself.
And what is your name?
Jason Harris.
And what is your date of birth?
In 1967.
Right. And how can I help you today?
I'm calling to see if I can get deluxe home care to be my health care thing.
Okay, so it looks like I don't show you have an active care plan, so let me transfer you over to the referral line, and they'll be able to assist you, okay?
All right.
Thank you. One moment.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information.
Home and Community-Based Services, this is Christina. Are you calling for yourself or for another person?
For myself.
May I have your name and your return telephone number, please?
Jason Harris, 314-516-3505.
3505. 3505.
Mm-hmm. 516-3505.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Can you repeat your name and also provide your date of birth?
Jason Harris, 10/19/67.
Thank you. And you provided your DCN or Medicaid number. Are you calling to request to be assessed for in-home services?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay, I do show you have met age and MoHealth net funding requirements to be assessed for the CDS program, which would require you to hire your own worker who can be a friend or family member to work for you through an agency of your choice. Is this what you are requesting?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment while I update your information in the system. Before going further, I would need to again explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment, which will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've just read to you?
No, ma'am.
Do you wish to still proceed?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me go ahead and update your information in the system. What is your language preference?
English.
Marital status and living arrangement?
Single. And.
Have you ever been married?
Yeah.
Are you divorced or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you live alone or with someone?
Well, I live alone, but they stay here with me. So I guess they live with me.
Are there any household members receiving or requesting home and community-based services?
You say, are there anybody else receiving it? No.
Yes, in the household. And what is
no.
your, you said your phone number was 314-516-3505?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a secondary or alternate phone number?
No, that's it.
May I have your current physical address, please?
3115 Springtime Lane, apartment 107, Florissant, Missouri, 63033.
Thank you. Is this also your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you use or require any special communication devices to assist you with reading, writing, speech, or hearing?
Wear glasses.
And because there will be an assessor inside your home, I need to ask if there are any safety concerns regarding your home, such as issues with gaining access to the home. Does anyone in the home have a contagious or infectious disease? Is the home in a dangerous neighborhood? Is there any history of violent behavior, illegal drug activity, pest infestation? Is the home structurally unsafe? Are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets or weapons in the home?
No.
Thank you. One moment, please. Do you have a legal guardian or other responsible party we would be required by law to contact in order to schedule your assessment?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, let me go ahead and fill out a referral form with you. One moment, please. What are your primary medical conditions related to your need for home and community-based services?
Congestion, heart failure, high blood pressure. I'm old. my leg is in need of surgery because I don't know what's wrong with my knee. Use the bathroom on myself a lot. I'm overweight.
Any other medical conditions you want to include?
Congestion, heart failure,
high blood pressure, issues with your knees, incontinence, and overweight. Have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No, ma'am.
And what are your what assistance are you requesting? Are you needing help with hands-on personal care, household cleaning related tasks, help with meals or cooking?
All three of them.
Are you needing help with essential correspondence, transportation, or errands?
No. It is laundry.
That would be included with household cleaning related tasks.
Okay.
Do you have an agency in mind you would like your chosen worker to be paid through?
Hold on.
I'm sorry?
Deluxe Home Care.
How is that spelled?
DeluxeHome.
Are you currently in a hospital or a facility of any kind for any reason?
No.
Okay, I appreciate all the information you have provided. I have everything I need to be able to submit your referral for an initial assessment. At this time, and given our current caseload, it will be approximately 15 business days for the assessment team to contact you to schedule and arrange the required face-to-face assessment I mentioned earlier. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Please hold while I forward you a recorded message that will give you more information about what to expect next. Once the message ends, the call will automatically disconnect. Have a great day, and thank you for calling.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.